Welcome to Asphalt Talk, a podcast by and for asphalt professionals. Join our expert hosts as they tackle real industry issues to pave a smoother way for asphalt suppliers and producers. This podcast is sponsored by MAPA, the Missouri Asphalt Pavement Association. Founded to promote quality and accountability, MAPA has been serving the asphalt producers of Missouri since 1990. And now a public service announcement from our sponsor, May Create Design. Google Translate doesn't work for web designer to paving company translations. You say hot mix and it thinks you're talking about the latest snack craze. Wouldn't it be nice to work with a designer who knows the difference between binders and bitumen? Work with folks who have been speaking your language for the past 17 years. Visit maycreate.com. That's M-A-Y-E-create.com. Because if you think your website sucks, so does everyone else.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Asphalt Talk. I'm your host, Dale Williams, with the Missouri Asphalt Pavement Association. Today, we're sitting down with Dr. Sam Goodwin, inspirational keynote speaker, best-selling author of Saving Sam, founder of SGI Ventures, and keynote speaker for the 2026 MAPA Summer Social in Kansas City, Missouri, on July 30th. Sam, it's great to have you here with us today. I'm looking forward to our discussion, learning more about your incredible story, and giving our listeners a preview of what MAPA Summer Social attendees can expect to hear from you. To start, you're one of few people that have traveled to all 193 countries in the world. What inspired that journey, and what did you learn about people and cultures along the way?
Dale, thanks so much for the invite. So happy to be here on the podcast and to be with the group on July 30th in KC. So my name's Sam Goodwin, and to answer your question, a lot of it is just rooted in this unrelenting curiosity. You know, I traveled a little bit as a kid growing up. Most of that was just for playing hockey and crossing the U.S. and, you know, our parents' van. But then it evolved a little bit from there. I spent the first 7 years of my career living and working overseas. I was in Singapore for 6 years, in Dubai for a year, and just anytime I had away from work, holidays, weekends, I just traveled as much as I could, and I took advantage of the opportunity to explore as much of the region and beyond as possible. And, you know, travel teaches us many things, like how to let expectations take a backseat and replace stereotypes with real experiences. And I recommend to anyone doing as much of it as they can. And I feel really fortunate for my journey.
If you've been to all 193 countries, have you been to all 50 states?
I have been to all 50 states as well. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. In 2019, your global journey took a terrifying turn when you were taken hostage and wrongfully imprisoned in Syria. Without giving away your entire keynote, can you share a little bit about the experience and how it changed your perspective on life and leadership?
Yeah. You know, today I don't feel so much survivor's guilt as I feel what I often characterize as survivor's responsibility. And that's what's kind of led to me founding my coaching and speaking business and kind of what's leading me to be with all of you at the end of July. You know, I don't want to be known for the things that happened to me. I want to be known for the way I've responded to them. And I hope that people who read my book or hear me speak will be empowered to adopt a similar mindset and implement it into their own personal and professional lives.
Your memoir, Saving Sam, tells the story of that ordeal. What motivates you to write the book, and what do you hope readers take away from it?
Yeah, I hope they take away that, you know, we're all stronger and more resilient than we can imagine, and uncertain times are exactly what we need in order to grow. One of the most overwhelming things for me when I was released was learning about all of the things that happened on the outside while I was trapped on the inside, none of which I knew anything about. And so the book was an opportunity to really tell these two stories. So it's me on the inside, my family on the outside, and it's kind of this Apollo 13-esque structure where there's this under-resourced entity that's stuck and a group of people trying to help. And the difference is in Apollo 13, they could talk to each other, but the structure is the same. And, you know, I think there are a lot of lessons that can be taken from the story and the book.
Your keynote message focuses on winning through uncertainty. What does that phrase mean to you?
To me, it means about adopting a framework that I'll talk about in my presentation about leaning into gratitude, controlling what we can control, and recognizing uncertainty as an opportunity. Adopting this framework, these three points in that order, that allows us to win and grow through uncertain times.
So many of our members, MAPA members, lead businesses and teams through uncertainty every day, whether it's workforce challenges, changing regulations, market conditions, material costs, or project demands. What lessons from your experience translate most directly to the leaders in the business world?
Yeah, there's so much uncertainty in our world today with our business leaders, our government leaders, our education leaders, our healthcare leaders. And as I mentioned, what I try to provide, I reflect on my experience and I pull out this framework that I think can be useful to all of us. You know, my presentation is narrative driven and includes all the dramatic elements of my stories, but also weaves in and conclude with these key principles that, you know, I'm confident we can all implement into our own lives.
When you were imprisoned, what helped you stay mentally strong and focused during such an uncertain and difficult time?
It might be a bit paradoxical or counterintuitive, but leaning into gratitude was incredibly important. You know, everything had been taken from me, my material possessions, my communication, my freedom, but I was still able to find gratitude for the food I was being given or that the guard smiled at me for 1 second. And I think the problem, the challenge that I think a lot of people have with gratitude is they lack perspective. And I'm trying to get people to practice reframing their perspective, especially when facing challenges and uncertainty.
You have a background as a Division I hockey player, Ironman triathlete, private pilot, entrepreneur, and professor. How have those different experiences shaped the way you approach challenges?
Yeah, you know, many of these endeavors were hobbies, and I think the more that we sweat in peace, the less we bleed in war. And I think that statement has its roots in a military context somewhere. But to me, what it means is the more that we take on challenging things on our own terms, the better prepared we are when things happen to us outside of our control. I think there's a direct correlation between our level of happiness in life and the amount of discomfort we proactively pursue. And another thing I'll say is it's been interesting to experience the overlapping lessons between these different endeavors. For example, during flight training, the number one thing that my CFI said to me, the number one thing he said to me was more right rudder. But what he said to me the second most was stay ahead of the airplane. And then I moved on to the Ironman, and what my coach said to me the most was stay ahead of nutrition. And the same's true in business and as an entrepreneur. As soon as we're reacting, it's too late. So in aviation, staying ahead keeps us safe. In the Ironman, staying ahead keeps us strong. And in business and as an entrepreneur, staying ahead keeps us relevant.
You talk about turning uncertainty into an advantage. What are some of the practical steps leaders can take when they are facing situations they cannot fully control?
You know, I would go back to the framework that I mentioned, and that's what I'll communicate in July. Oftentimes, I also think it's important to just start, to just try. We don't have to have everything figured out. We just have to have the courage to take the first step. And I think the cost of delay compounds faster than the cost of being wrong.
Who has been one of your most important professional or personal mentors, and what did they teach you?
My dad, he taught me consistency. He was always there for us, whether we were going to hockey practice or sorting out something with school or I'm the oldest of five, so juggling all five siblings, just that consistency of always being there personally, but also you know, providing for us you know, in a professional way too.
What is one thing most people don't know about you?
I recently got married in November of 2025.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell the audience, or can you give the audience a little preview of your keynote message that you will be delivering at the MAPA Summer Social in Kansas City on July 30th?
Yep, so I'll be sharing a personal story. You know, as I mentioned, my presentation is a narrative driven presentation. It includes the dramatic elements of my travel journey to every country in the world and being taken hostage in Syria. And thank God, thanks to a long list of people who worked tirelessly, it ended peacefully. And in the wake of that, I created this framework for winning through uncertainty. And you know, we at some point we might find ourselves in our own proverbial prison cell. And I think if we adopt this framework, it can help us navigate those challenging times.
So do you have any parting thoughts?
I'm excited to see everyone in July and just appreciate the opportunity to be here on the show with you today, Dale, and the opportunity to be part of the Summer Social in just a few weeks.
I look forward to seeing you as well. I hope we have a great turnout. As you know, we'll be at Kauffman Stadium where you'll be making the presentation. So that's kind of an exciting part of our meeting. So look forward to seeing you there.
Very cool venue. I'm looking forward to it. And if anybody listening wants to reach out to me, please don't hesitate to do so. My name's Sam Goodwin. I'm on all the normal social media platforms. My book's called Saving Sam, if you're interested in checking that out as well. But looking forward to meeting everyone.
What's your website for the?
Yeah, it's just samrgoodwin.com.
Okay, we'll get that embedded as well. So
yeah,
amazing. Sam is great talking to you. And I'd like to say thank you for listening to Asphalt Talk, the podcast by and for asphalt professionals. If you enjoyed listening and learned something, please leave us a review. Your review will help us connect with other professionals like yourself so we can keep this conversation going.
1992 called, they want their website back. Stop apologizing for your crappy site and stop working with that company who thinks hot mix is the latest snack craze. Work with folks who have been speaking your language for the past 17 years. And get a website that's not a gigantic pain in the you-know-what to build. Visit maycreate.com, that's maycreate.com, for a free consultation and quote. Because if you think your website sucks, so does everyone else.